Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You got some time later? Go to Facebook or YouTube and search for Deborah Cobell Live. My wife has a video podcast, and she interviewed me about the history of the John and Ken Show. It's an hour long, and we covered a lot. Maybe some stuff you've never heard before. Maybe everything you've never heard before. Anyway, it's on Deborah Cobell Live. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook and actually all audio and video platforms. And give it a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to start with Blake Trolley from KFI News. We talked about this briefly when the story broke earlier this week, and now we've got a lot more detail. Gavin Newsom is pushing legislation to create new classes of crime to go after what he says are professional retail thieves and people who break into cars, and give the police more power to make arrests and to try to break down these criminal gangs that are engaging in organized crime and doing all these smash-and-grab robberies. Not touching Prop 47, though. And so we have to figure out whether this is just rhetoric, misdirection, or this actually is got real teeth to it that's going to change the way life is in California. Blake, how are you?
Good, John. And yeah, to answer your question, I think what we're going to have to wait for to see how much teeth are in his proposals or when these are actually made into bills. What Newsom's done is he's released a framework for what he wants. Among his requests are increased punishments for people stealing items to resell, allowing police to make retail theft arrests for crimes they did not witness. Remember, officers can't arrest on misdemeanors unless they see the crime. This is why we see resources tied up with these sting operations and some of these retailers. Newsom's proposing allowing theft amounts from different crimes from the same person to be tallied up for grand theft charges. He also wants harsher punishment for large-scale resellers, which we've seen play out now, John. You and I have been on the air talking about these pop-up shops that they busted in L.A. There was one in Whittier that are just selling stolen goods as if they're a legitimate store. Newsom's proposals are being applauded by the California Retailers Association. The California State Sheriff's Association president says he supports it. The San Francisco DA is saying they support this. Notably missing from his plan, which I heard you talk about is the fact that he's not taking aim at Prop 47. I was also, to be honest with you, John, a little surprised that he's calling on the legislature to make these changes. Just a week ago, I was in front of Newsom and had a chance to ask him about retail crime.
I know the Assembly Committee on Retail Theft recently had its first meeting, as you also announced a big uptick in retail theft arrests by the CHP. What do you hope to see out of that committee?
Well, I'll leave that to the legislature. I just know what we're seeing. We're seeing real progress in this space. 2.5 years ago, we launched a new retail theft task force. We put hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in vertical prosecution grants. We provided over 1,000 new CHP officers. In fact, we have a new academy class closing, I think, just this week, another 100 folks that will be coming out. We've taken this very seriously. We've been very proactive, not just here in Southern California, but throughout the state of California. And you see from those numbers, those arrests are up. And the prosecutions, we're starting to see more and more prosecutions, not just arrests. We want to see real accountability. We take it very, very seriously. And I'm very grateful to the legislature for 2 years being on top of this, not just on top of a hearing a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, go ahead.
Well, I was really confused that he told, he's calling on the legislature now to create all these laws. The first thing he said to me was, well, I'll leave that to the legislature. When I asked him about the specific committee looking at eyeing changes as it pertains to retail theft. So just in the nature of that, it somewhat surprises me. I know there are some concerns with this legislature not getting any of this done, or at least working out a snail's pace. Or
well, they don't want
passing
to.
Some of this.
No, they don't want to have anybody put in prison for any reason. That's overwhelmingly the bent of the Democrats that end up on these public safety committees. It's to close the doors on the prison so nobody gets in.
I want to go right here, John, to Assemblyman Tom Lackey. That's his concern, is that Newsom is pushing this to the legislature and not to the voters.
Yeah, he's relying on a legislature that's already proven. Look how much trouble we had adopting something as reasonable as raising the level of accountability for trafficking children. That was a battle. How in the world is that a battle, right? I mean, we have a legislature that does not understand the importance of accountability. And so him punting to this legislature is rough. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know what's frustrating is I know he's a guy who's on the right side of this, but when you use terms like they don't understand the importance of accountability, you got to speak more plainly. They don't want to put bad guys in prison. They don't want to do that. They have an ideological belief system that is completely at odds with any normal person. Most of us, if a guy is compulsively stealing, you've got to put him away. And what bothers me about Newsom and the Prop 47 situation is, how do you say you're going to be increasing penalties and get tougher when you can still steal $950 a day and it's only a misdemeanor, and misdemeanors are barely prosecuted these days, and there's no prison time for that?
Yeah, John, I spoke with law enforcement sources today because that was notably the biggest part that I thought was missing from his package. There was nothing in that language about lowering that threshold back to $400 as it pertains to a felony. And what one law enforcement source told me today is without that, there's really no teeth to go after individual thieves. $950 is quite a bit for one person to make their way off with.
And then they could do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. So I don't understand. He's trying to say that they want to go after the repeat criminals.
Well,
if you time your thefts right and you pay attention to how much you're stealing at any given point, you can get away with an enormous amount of crime and none of it reaches felony status.
Yeah, a couple things here, John, as it pertains to prison time. I spoke with Assemblyman Bill Asaley today, who was a prosecutor, and he says he wants to see an increase in state prison capacity to go with these laws. He's not convinced these criminals will stay in custody if they're sent to overcrowded county jails. And Asaley says a lot of these criminals now know they're not going to serve time. So these sentences, even if they increase the sentences, a lot of criminals still operate a different way. Now, there is an effort out of the Inland Empire right now. Assemblyman James Ramos put out a bill essentially saying if you're caught committing retail theft and you have at least 2 prior convictions, you will be facing up to 3 years in jail. But again, it goes back to that. We just heard from Asaley there, the capacity issues.
One more question before we go. And I don't know if you've. Have an answer to this. What I was listening very closely, because with Newsom, he's like Bill Clinton. You have to listen to every single word because there are a lot of weasel words in there. He several times mentioned arrests. What about convictions and how much jail time they got? Because arrests don't mean anything if it's not followed through, especially in George Gascon land here in L.A. County, where he's got 14,000 cases not prosecuted. They were all arrested. No prosecutions, let alone convictions and prison time. And is anybody...
Well, he did mention that he mentioned that prosecutions are up, but obviously this is not a perfect system when he's rolling out this kind of proposal
package. So the prosecutions, did they lead... How many people actually went to prison, and how long did they go? And nobody's volunteering any information on that, and it makes me not trust all of it. Because all that matters is a bad guy getting put away. At the end of it is like, okay, is he locked up for a while to at least keep him off the streets so he doesn't commit any more crimes during that time? And also, maybe he stops what he's doing because he doesn't like going to prison? I mean, that's the only two consequences there. So, you know, that's what I'm, you know, we're going to be looking for as time goes on this year and as these bills go through the legislature. Does it lead to people getting locked up in prison? Because if it doesn't, then this is all a waste of time. All right, Blake, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, Blake Trolley, good work, KFI News. We got to get Bill Assaly on, too, later this week to talk about this as well. Because I am extremely skeptical when Gavin Newsom, who is still running for president. Don't ever get that out of your head. And so he wants to be on the right side of certain issues, and he'll talk at length with all kinds of gobbledygook. What was that phrase he uncorked there? Vertical prosecutions? What is that? I've never heard that term. That's not a term. Vertical prosecutions. Anybody ever hear of that? So when he starts, you know, filibustering with fake law enforcement terms, then I think, okay, he's playing his misdirection game again. All right, we're going to continue. We got $1,000 to give away in moments. And wait till you hear what's going on in New York City with thousands of illegal aliens. Guess what happened when a storm hit? That's coming up next on the John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt Show, live on the iHeartRadio app. And all right, this is what's going on in New York. Boy, this is so nuts. I can't believe this story just gets worse and worse, stupider and stupider. You know, Joe Biden has let in several million people, and for many of them, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to live. We're talking about coming across the Mexican border from 160-plus countries. One of the stupidest, most destructive policies any president has ever had. Whether he's conscious of it or not, who knows? But it's happening. So it's gotten so bad in New York City, where they've gotten well over 100,000 piling in, that there's no place to put them. So the city spends local tax money on a tent shelter. Nearly 2,000 people are living in a tent shelter at Floyd Bennett Field. And there's a huge storm that's blown up the East Coast in the last couple of days. Torrential rain, very powerful winds, 70-mile-an-hour winds. They're getting several inches of rain. It's one of those big ones. And they didn't think the tent could handle it. Now, get this. They were so afraid. This is the idiot Adams administration. They were so afraid that the tent would collapse that they took all the illegal aliens out of the tent and sent them into the second floor gym at James Madison High School, 5 miles away. And that's where they are. And now, all the students at James Madison High School can't go to school. They're told to stay home and do, get this, remote learning. Remote learning. the biggest failure in the history of the educational system. Destroyed kids' lives during that stupid lockdown. And now they brought it back so that the illegal aliens could take over the entire high school. Nobody said it better than a local resident named Rob. This is effed up. It's a litmus test. They're using a storm, a legitimate situation, where they're testing this out. I guarantee you they'll be here for the entire summer. There's 1,900 people getting thrown into my neighborhood, half a block from where I live, and we don't know who they are. They're not vetted. A lot of them have criminal records and backgrounds, and we don't even know. And, yeah, break it down. You got nearly 2,000 people. A lot of them are young men. We don't know about their criminal records. We don't know about their terrorist ties. None of them are checked out. None of them have anywhere to go. Oh, gee, young men with free time and no money. What could happen? What possibly could go wrong here? They've got no right to be here. New York City, I'm glad New York City has to deal with this, in that Texas was getting pummeled with literally millions, and all the idiot progressives in New York City and in Brooklyn go, well, we think it's the compassionate thing to do. You know, America really should have open arms to all the migrants. It's like, yeah, right? Okay. Your house. Coming over to your house now. Oh, no, no, we can't have them here. Remember they got thrown out of Martha's Vineyard? Well, it's the same thing in New York City. They're thrown out into the street. Then New York builds a tent, and here comes the rain to blow the tent away, and now what? Oh, they go into your kid's school. They get to stay in your school, and your kid can't go. What, you have to go to work? No, you don't go to work. You got to stay home with your kid. Good, yeah, remote learning. I'm sure that went well today. They never hit the limit of stupid. Isn't there a limit to stupid among elected officials and government bureaucrats? It's like a bottomless pit. But, you know, New Yorkers, they elected Eric Adams. He said, hey, sanctuary city. Well, there you go. There's your sanctuary city. Sanctuary city means your kid doesn't get to go to school. But we got young guys from 150 countries, and they get to go to your kid's school because we don't want them to get wet. They might catch cold. All right, more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app. Other things you ought to know, Moist line number, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86 for Friday. Whatever is making you crazy about the world, you can vent. Also, 877-664-7886. And my wife, Deborah, did an interview with me. She has her own video podcast that's been running for years online. So go to the, you go to YouTube, you go to Facebook, and any other video or audio platform. But those are two stops. I know you'll find it. And it's an hour-long interview with me on the history of the John and Ken show. We did it this morning at about 10 o'clock, and it's going to be up there forever. So you should watch it. That's Deborah Cobalt Live is the name of the show, and it's a video podcast on YouTube, on Facebook, among other places. And I think you'll enjoy it. I've got Anthony Fauci testimony to get into. That's why I'm bringing this up. But we've gotten hit by more infection in the last week here on the show. Because producer Ray Lopez, who has had at least three rounds of COVID, and he said maybe four, but one time he didn't bother to get tested. He's also had several rounds of the flu in recent years. So he's been out of work all week. In fact, Monday and Tuesday, he was completely...
he said he was dying.
Well, yeah, I was looking at the text that he sent over the last few days. Monday at 11:25 a.m., I'm dying. Tuesday at 9:44 a.m., I'm dying. And then at 2:10, I'm effing dying.
I was going to say, he texted me on the side at one point saying, I'm completely effed.
Some of his other comments, COVID was easy. The flu is the absolute worst. Today was... milder. He says, I'm still screwed, but feeling a little better. Oh, I can't read the next one. Starts getting into his symptoms.
Yeah. Why did he send those?
Of course, you're very helpful. You wrote to him, did we put you in the ghoul pool?
Well, he said he was dying. Well, you asked him if he wanted to come in and get the exit bag.
Well, we were going to deliver the exit bag to his
house.
Oh,
that's
right.
We're going to deliver. That's right. We didn't want the germs in
here. Yeah, no way he's coming here.
Yeah. We don't want that.
And if you remember during the height of the flu, the government was, or the height of COVID, government was issuing all kinds of really annoying orders. And nothing was worse than you know, the lockdowns and the public distancing. Remember the 6-foot public distancing rule? I still see those decals on the floor of some drugstores and grocery stores. And every time I see them, I just get angry looking at them. Well, Anthony Fauci today testified before a House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic. They're trying to do an autopsy on the pandemic response of the federal government. Fauci's now 83 years old. And I guess he's decided, okay, I'll tell the truth now. Because I got one foot in the grave. And these are exact quotes. He told the committee that the 6 feet apart recommendation, which he publicly campaigned for, was likely not based on scientific data. Got that? 6 feet apart, likely not based on scientific data. And that was crucial because that was one of the reasons they could never open the schools. There was no practical way to keep everybody 6 feet apart. And according to the, I want to get this guy's name right. The chairman of the committee is Brad Wenstrup. He's a Republican from Ohio, and he's also a physician. And he said that, after 2 days of testimony and 14 hours of questioning, many things became evident. During the interview today, Dr. Fauci claimed that the policies and mandates he promoted may unfortunately increase vaccine hesitancy for years to come. It's clear that dissenting opinions were often not considered or suppressed completely. Yeah, we found that out. Should a future pandemic arise, America's response must be guided by scientific facts and conclusive data. Apparently, Fauci claimed he couldn't remember a lot of the information from the COVID-19 era. He just kept saying, I don't recall, I don't recall. And Winstrup, another Republican, Michael Cloud, was really upset. He goes, they washed their hands of any sort of responsibility, saying, oh, those decisions were made by school districts. But the school districts were following the guidance of the federal government, specifically Fauci and the CDC. See, this is the game they play. Fauci goes, well, I didn't close the schools. Well, the school districts decided it was their policies. Well, it was the federal government, and Fauci was the leading cheerleader. He was telling everybody, lockdown, 6 feet apart. And now he's saying, well, no, we didn't really have any scientific evidence for that. And it was the teachers' union, because the teachers, and I'm talking about the teachers, not just the union, the teachers themselves decided, wow, we could get a year and a half off with pay. So, yeah, yeah, 6 feet apart, that sounds right, sure. Masks? Yeah, sure, masks, 6 feet apart. No, in fact, forget the masks, stay home. We'll stay home, too. We'll stay in our pajamas and fuzzy slippers and our robes. So he's been getting grilled for 2 days. And the Republicans on the committee are bringing up all his public statements that he hopes everybody forgets. Because in 2021, Fauci said it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bull bleep and they get vaccinated. There was a lot of ideological bull bleep on the side of the people insisting on masks and vaccines, that everything be mandated. And now they're saying, oh, did you have any evidence that masks works? That masks work? No. Have any evidence that you're supposed to be 6 feet apart? No. Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, and he was Biden's COVID response coordinator for 15 months, had said a couple of years ago, it never struck me that 6 feet was particularly sensical in the context of mitigation. I wish the CDC would come out and say this is not a major issue. So that's, remember how crazy people were? Everybody was nervous and uptight over, sit at a table, you got to be 6 feet apart. You're sitting on a park bench. You know, you remember walking on the beach, you're supposed to say 6 feet apart, even though the wind is blowing at 25 miles an hour. Boy, was that insanity. And the only reason I bring this up again is now it's coming out that this was all the crazy land. We had another guy who was one of the directors of the NIH come out the other day and said, you know what, we were just focusing on trying to keep people from catching the virus. We didn't consider all the damage being done to the kids in the schools. We didn't consider the damage being done to the economy. We didn't consider the damage being done to people's psyches, being locked up for 2.5-3 years. Because the politicians were supposed to take the input from the epidemiologists and mix it with all the other realities of what was going on, like the economy, the need for skilled children to have human contact, to have regular in-person teaching. So it turns out we were all locked up, wearing masks, staying 6 feet apart, and there really wasn't any good scientific reason for it. Apparently, places that didn't have those kind of strict rules didn't end up with any different COVID situation. Again, most of the deaths and severe illnesses were elderly people and people who were already sick and their immune systems were compromised. And Ray, apparently.
Well, we know how he goes about his life, so.
Yeah, he must have done some terrible damage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. How do you destroy your own immune system?
Ask Ray. He's an expert at it.
Worst immune system of any middle-aged adult I know.
But I'll say, I have had the flu one time in my life, and it was horrendous. It was worse than when I had COVID, I have to say. The flu was nasty. Did Ray get a flu shot? I asked him that, and he conveniently ignored my
text. What do you think?
I was going to say, what do you think?
No, I know.
Why did you ignore the question?
I asked him the question because I was curious. Because, I mean, it's not a guarantee you're not going to get the flu if you get a flu vaccine, right? We know that.
No, it's not. Those things are 30% effective some years.
Right, but I'd still rather, you know, get one just in case. But I don't think, hey, look, the flu is awful. I don't want to get that.
That's a phrase only mothers use. Mothers only use the phrase just in case. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after Deborah's 2 o'clock news, we're going to have Lou Shapiro, an attorney. And he's going to try to explain what the chaos and all the circus behavior was in Washington, D.C. Today. Hunter Biden, as you know, was subpoenaed to testify to explain things to a congressional committee. And he won't do that. And so they want to charge him with contempt of Congress. He suddenly showed up at the beginning of a meeting of the House Committee on Oversight just to sit and watch. This is the committee that wants his testimony. Now, he's supposed to be in Los Angeles for an arraignment on tax charges tomorrow. But he was in Washington today, and he was there for a while, and then he got up and left. He created this drama. And the members of the committee started yelling at him. We're going to talk to Lou Shapiro right at 2 o'clock, but I thought I'd play a couple of clips so you get a sense of what this craziness was about. This is a Congresswoman, Nancy Mace, who's on the committee from South Carolina, and she starts yelling about Hunter Biden's balls.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Chairman Comer. First of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question, you are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here and—
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
Mr. Chairman,
if the gentlelady wants to hear from Hunter Biden, we can hear from him right now, Mr. Chairman. Let's take a vote and hear from Hunter Biden. What are you afraid of?
Hold on. Order.
This is Congress. The gentle lady. I don't know if you're a gentle lady if you're yelling about somebody's balls. I don't know if you're that gentle. And then we have Marjorie Taylor Greene. And this is when Biden ups and leaves the room. Play this clip.
Gentleman, time's expired. Chair recognizes Ms. Greene from Georgia for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Hunter. Apparently you're afraid of my words.
Whoa. Oh,
I like to reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman.
Burst their bubble. Wow, that's too bad.
I think it's clear and obvious for everyone watching this hearing today that Hunter Biden is terrified of strong conservative Republican women because he can't even face my words as I was about to speak to him. What a coward.
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. So that was Congress this morning. They want Biden to answer for all his tax charge issues and everything else because, you know, they're doing an impeachment inquiry on Joe Biden and all his business dealings with China, Ukraine, all the millions of dollars that came in that was funneled into various accounts and various LLCs. It's really quite a maze. I guess a lot of people have tuned this out. It's hard to keep track of. But there was millions of dollars floating around amongst the Biden family members, with Hunter apparently selling access to Joe Biden. And you know, he's definitely in danger of going to prison on the tax charges. And he's going to be out here in L.A. for an arraignment tomorrow. And he shows up out of the blue in front of this committee. He does not want to testify in private. He wants to do it in public. And they said, no, we're going to set the rules. So Lou Shapiro, the attorney, is going to come on and explain what this is all about. That's coming up next. Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.